This morning, I'm doing my community spotlight, and I'm telling you a little bit about what's going on in the rest of the world. Vaynon DeWitt is the executive director for One Plus God Ministries, and they do a lot of missions work in a lot of different countries. He's also from South Africa, so had an opportunity to go with him on a mission trip just a few months ago and see for myself what was going on. And there are a lot of things that people are dealing with that we just don't understand. So the whole point of me bringing this to you this morning is to help you understand how other countries are dealing with COVID-19, and specifically, how can we pray for them? So this morning, here is part two of this conversation with Vaynon DeWitt.
One of the things, now that I think about that, perhaps too, that we can pray about for South Africa specifically, and sure, Haiti is probably struggling with something similar, is that, the problem with the government shutting businesses down and all of these things is you don't have all of these stimulus packages that America can offer people. So people losing their jobs means no money. And so people are simply starting to run out of food. I spoke with Pastor Arnold earlier on this morning, her evening, and she confirmed that. She said, we need to pray that the people don't run out of food before they can return back to their jobs. The government did give certain people a certain amount of money, but I'm sure that cannot continue for too long. So they're simply running out of money, and therefore they're running out of food. And the other thing that I wanted to share about the transportation, a lot of these people are dependent upon public transportation called taxis in South Africa, which basically means a type of a minibus. And if that minibus can take 14 people, they might start to drive you if there is 10 people in it, and not 14 or whatever the maximum is that can fit in there. But if there's only 3 or 4, then they simply won't drive, because they're not making money and they're not willing to drive you around and make a loss. So even if you have money to get to a shop, you have to walk for miles and miles and miles to get there. So it's difficult. It's difficult. Even though we are struggling with terrible numbers, we have wonderful medical care. We can get into our car and drive to a store. There's actually food on the shelves. You still have enough money to buy it, or you have a credit card that can help you out for a while or whatever. These cultures, both. Whether we're talking about the Karen state, Papua, entire Africa, Haiti, even Jamaica mostly, we're talking about people who work with cash, So there's no savings, there's no backup credit card, there's no backup plan. There's no backup plan. You run out of money and you cannot go and work. You have no money, which means you have no food. So there's so much that we can pray about, an understanding of what does social distancing mean. Adequate, even if there are hospitals that can help you, a lot of them still don't have enough protective gear and enough equipment. And then we need to pray that pray that God shows favor upon these countries and the numbers don't go up, because if the numbers go up, it would just be disastrous. Millions of people will die simply because there is just no way to help all of them.
That was part two of my conversation with Vaynon DeWitt. He is the executive director for One Plus God Ministries, just kind of giving us a snapshot of what's going on in the rest of the world and how we can continue to pray for people around the globe. I thought it was important that we talk about this, not to downplay anything that's going on in our own country, but definitely to just have an open view of what's happening elsewhere. And so I hope that you took some encouragement out of that on how to pray, and that does prompt you to pray, because I know prayer works. You will be able to hear and see the full interview. We're going to be putting it up on our YouTube channel a little bit later on. If you follow us on Facebook, we'll let you know how to get a hold of all of that. But it is definitely a longer conversation that is well worth listening to. Thanks for joining us for our community spotlight.